There are countless reasons for implementing change in our lives. Perhaps you've discovered new information that'll enhance your life. Maybe you participate in a group activity that requires you to be more athletic. Or possibly, during your last vacation, you experienced a revelation regarding the direction in which you want your life to go. Whether or not these catalysts for change manifest in the mental, physical, or spiritual realm is irrelevant. The motivation is there. You want to make that change, regardless of whether or not it's based on love or fear. So the only really important takeaway now is that you simply get started on making that change. As an avid cross-country skier and instructor, my commitment to the sport is not in question. You can pretty much guarantee that if there's snow on the ground, I'm skiing on it. But I do feel compelled to perpetually reevaluate my skills and technique. There are many reasons for this, such as wanting to have more fun and to be safer, as well as the fact that I'm always on display, be it in the backcountry or at the resort. But these are not the true reasons that I want to become a better cross-country skier. Ultimately, I diligently train in all of my chosen endeavors in order to practice self-mastery. For example, I believe that if I can make a change in my body movement on the path to becoming a better skier, that I can also change other aspects of my life for the better. Now, in this example, my desire for change originates from a physical starting point, cross-country skiing, but it's all metaphor. Just as easily, that origin point could come solely from a place of intellect or spirituality. It really doesn't matter because inevitably one affects the other. Again, the important part is to simply begin to make that positive change in your life. Over these past few seasons, I've identified a noticeable change in my training. Early on in my cross-country ski career, I learned enough technique that I could ski for long distances and periods of time to the point where I was always in hot pursuit of logging more miles and elevation gain. With this formula, my fitness increased, but my technique eventually flatlined, and as a result, I effectively limited the terrain in which I could safely access. Fitness obviously counts for a lot in endurance sports such as cross-country skiing. However, speed doesn't necessarily equate to being a great skier, especially if you're not actually racing. In fact, speed often just masks the flaws and inefficiencies in our technique. For many people, though, exercising while having fun outdoors during the winter is good enough, and I get that. But if this thing is something that interests you, even just for a couple of months out of the year, why not really give it a go? Keep in mind that this advice comes from someone who always recommends embracing the immersive experience. What can I say? I like to go big, and I encourage everyone else to do so in their lives. Anyway, over these past couple of years, I've decided to focus on smaller aspects of cross-country ski technique rather than grinding out miles on the trails. This seems to be a natural progression for anyone diving deeper into their passion or profession, which is to work from general to specific. So I now primarily engage in shorter ski sessions with targeted learning outcomes in mind. Over my many years of sports training, I've found that performing technique in a slow, controlled, and repeatable manner has always been the litmus test to determine whether or not you truly know the technique. So lately, I've been practicing ski maneuvers very slowly. But I'm so fast, I must be doing it right, right? Maybe, but probably not. Slow it down and do it again, and again. Now, one more time, but do it even slower. Performing slow and correct movement is actually quite difficult. And it's very humbling because it always highlights the fundamental flaws in our positioning and technique. But as we slow things down and evaluate our movement, I can't help but wonder if there aren't other things going on around us that are also worth noting. That speed at which many of us live our lives, or how we often race through an experience, may help us to check more boxes, but that approach can also prevent us from experiencing life on a more meaningful level. Again, speed can blind us to many things. So am I saying that by training to become a better cross-country skier, I'm going to have healthier relationships, or I'm going to experience more joy at work? Sure, why not? As I previously stated, I do believe that one affects the other. So if we're not being passionate about things in which we actually enjoy participating, what other aspects in our lives are we lacking in passion and unwilling to change about ourselves?